You're listening to Just Jenny. Follow Jenny at facebook.com/JennyHutt.
Hey, Grace Ann, and hey, Dr. Schaefer.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, nice to have you both on the show. So Dr. David Schaefer is double board certified in plastic surgery. It's a lot of board certifications. You teach residents and fellows from NYU, Manhattan Eye and Ear, and Throat, Cornell, Lenox Hill, and at North Shore Hospital here too. So you're everywhere. You're a real medical doctor.
Well, part of being a plastic surgeon is being a doctor, but also the cosmetic stuff is involved too.
Yes, and it's important, frankly. How we look, I believe, directly impacts how we feel. And people, of course, can go to SchaeferPlasticSurgery.com. Schaefer is S-H-A-F-E-R, PlasticSurgery.com, to read more about you. And then, Grace Ann Svensson, you are a licensed esthetician. You do laser. You are a health coach. You help with plastic surgery and these sort of special facials and these advanced procedures like the hydrafacials and the dermaplaning and the peels and laser hair removal. Again, all of these that are actually really important. And as somebody who is in her mid-40s, I'm 46 years old, and now more than ever, I'm crazy about my skin and I am insane about my neck. I mean, this whole mid-40s thing, it sucks, like the way our skin changes. So what do you two do to help women like me?
Basically, when a patient comes in, we'll evaluate them, and there's a large range of options we can do, anything from surgical to non-surgical, and it really depends on the condition of their skin and what they're looking to achieve. So in the non-surgical realm, Grace Ann can talk more to it, but lasers and different machines that we can use to help with the color, texture, and surface of the skin. And if it's surgical, more realigning the anatomy, tightening the skin, if it's more tightening required than what a laser can do, and actually adding volume that's lost when you age. As you age, you start to lose volume in your cheeks and in your face, and it can make the skin start to sag. So doing injectables in the face can really make a nice improvement.
And aren't there also now, specifically for the neck area and that sort of chin to neck area, injectables that help change, I guess, really the what's in your skin to make your skin respond different? Like, you don't have to go right to a facelift, right?
Correct. And when we're talking to patients, it's really customizing the procedures and treatments to the patient. And it's not just about adding filler or removing fat, but making a nice balance in the face. For instance, there's a new product now called Kybella, which you can inject right under the chin, and it helps reduce the double chin and tighten the skin a little bit. If they have a lot of fat there, then you may need to have liposuction or a neck lift. So it really depends on what the patient's looking for. And that's all treating the underlying part of the skin. And then the treatments that Grace Ann does treats the surface of the skin, the color and the texture.
So let's talk about that, Grace Ann, because this sort of ruddiness that happens to a lot of women, especially this time of year, between age spots and just your basic, our skin is sort of, it's not smooth like a baby's bottom anymore. Not that all babies have smooth bottoms, especially when they have diaper rash, but when you think, but that image of sort of the very smooth, soft, supple skin, what do we do?
So that, you know, these areas, the neck, the hands, the under eye areas, these are the first places that we see aging. So a lot of times Dr. Schaefer and I will put together treatment plans and do combination treatments with injectables, with laser, and put together a non-surgical recommendation. So one of our latest things that we've been doing a lot of is mixing sublative radiofrequency, which is fractional technology for the neck, face.
Laser.
Yeah, so it's where Fraxel laser got married and married radiofrequency, and they came up with the perfect combination. And then Dr. Schaefer can go in and he can do Kybella if it's fat under the chin, or can do Botox for the platysmal bands, and even oxygenetics. You know, so our patients are not losing time at work, because busy professionals, you know, after the sublative, there can be a day or so where there's a little bit of discoloration. So we put the oxygenetics over there to cover it, and then they miss no work. Chemical peels are great. Microneedling is great.
Is that microneedling where it's like little tiny pokes with a needle in one's face?
Exactly. And well, I mean, it's microneedling in terms of rotating, spinning, hair-thin needles that the clinical endpoint is a little bit of pinpoint bleeding, and that's when you can really add the hyaluronic acid for plumping, or you can add the growth factors, and it's a beautiful result. A couple of treatments tightens the skin as well as gives the skin a beautiful glow, and it's great for all skin types because that's important, too, when it comes to light-based treatments, is to stay, you know, keep within safety precautions for all skin types.
And I had read you had this sort of a special kind of foundation for women. So what's that about?
Well, that's the Oxygenetic. So it's a breathable foundation. It's got anti-inflammatory ingredients like aloe vera gel, and it's got CeraVita yeast peptide. And all of these ingredients make it a clinical moisturizer with natural pigment. So there's 14 different shades, and I can customize. I use it a lot at the practice, again, with Dr. Schaefer doing his surgical procedures as well as his injections. I can use the Oxygenetics to cover up the needle marks or cover the scars so that the patient feels really comfortable coming in for the procedures and she's not worried about a lot of downtime.
But if a patient doesn't live in New York and wants to get some sort of help, can you guys work with anybody online to find the right products, the right color foundation or the right or give them ideas or support that way?
Well, I know, you know, so there's always Skype consultations. We can color match. The patient can describe for me, and I know Dr. Schaefer does a lot of Skype consultations internationally. And the patient can describe to me whether they're a warm tone or a cool tone. You know, when they pick out their foundations, you know, how they skew their own skin. The goal is to match the facial skin to the neck and chest area so you don't get the floating head syndrome, right, where it's like a white face or a lighter color face and a darker neck and chest because they're tan.
Yeah, no, it's so not a, that's so not a good look.
No, it's not sexy. Yeah, not, we like sexy.
Not hot. Yeah, no, not hot at all. This time of year, what do people have to worry about at the end of the summer in terms of their skin and sort of gearing up for fall and a change of season?
A lot of brown spots, a lot of pigmentation issues, melasma, a lot of discoloration, but also dull skin. So I know when I was meeting with Nakia, we talked a lot about the hydrafacial, really brightening her skin. She has beautiful skin. But, you know, she had some pigmented spots on the forehead, so we tried to refine those with a brightening serum. And using the Lytera and natural skin brighteners this time of the year is really effective. Most patients are using a lot of sunscreen, so their skin looks really dull. And there's so much humidity, especially in the New York area in the last couple of weeks. The pores are just looking huge. So I do a lot of hydrafacials, no downtime, deep cleansing, facials, acne, getting ready for school.
Yeah, which people need. I mean, teenagers need that and the mothers need that.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, yes, for sure. And then Dr. Schaefer, I was reading, and again, I'm talking with Dr. David Schaefer and Grace Ann Svetson. Dr. Schaefer, I was reading about that you also do things like the vaginal rejuvenation, that there's a whole concept of a mommy makeover. Explain this to me, because maybe because I had cesareans, so I feel like okay with my vagina, but why...
it's a topic that people are uncomfortable bringing up, but once they bring up, a lot
I'm not uncomfortable about it.
A lot of people have issues. Yeah, but...
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't love my boobs anymore. Like, I mean, I liked my boobs better when I was 20, and my belly's not perfect, and my upper arms, I wish I didn't have that, like, hang under at the top of my upper arm. I don't know what to do. I was like, maybe Cool Sculpt will get rid of that. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with something, but so we all have problem areas. My vagina is just not really a problem for me, but what becomes the problem for people?
Yeah, so mommy makeover is a general term, and usually what's involved with that is a tummy tuck or liposuction of the belly and then a breast lift or breast implants, depending on what the patient needs, because every surgery is customized to the patient. Adding on the vaginal component, it could be done at the time of the mommy makeover. It's really effective for patients a little bit later in life in the perimenopausal area, because there's actually a medical improvements as well as the cosmetic. Of course, you're going to get tightening of the skin. You're going to get a better aesthetic, but that's just one component. The other component is increasing lubrication, which people lose as the hormones change or when they're going through menopause, and also helping with any discoloration on the skin. And another important part that it does is patients who get urinary incontinence. And you had C-section, but so you didn't stretch out all those tissues by having a baby vaginally, but other people have a lot of loose skin, which leads to medical issues. And by tightening with the laser, you can definitely have significant improvement.
So a laser can really do a lot of things so that you don't have to go under a traditional knife. Like you were talking about neck procedures. What can lasers do? Because I think that the idea, it seems crazy to me that it's still people have to cut and sort of pull up their face behind their ears to fix their neck.
Well,
it's
shooting
an old Nora Ephron story.
Yeah, shooting somebody with a laser, and each laser is specific for different targets. So you'll have a different one that's good for the collagen in the face, another one that's good for color, another one that does hair. And you really specify the laser for what you're doing, but it's not a magic wand. If a patient needs surgery, they need surgery. So a lot of times patients will come in for me to evaluate their face. If you have to take your fingers and push your face back or up to simulate what you want to have done, most likely you need to have surgery. If you're just looking at fine lines or wrinkles or slight discoloration, like those kind of things, laser, chemical peels, and the radiofrequency treatment are fantastic for them. And it may not prevent having surgery in the future, but it may delay it, or doing a hybrid procedure where you're doing some surgery and some non-invasive procedures as well to get the best result for the patient.
Got it. Okay. And how popular is plastic surgery these days? Are you finding that you have just an increase in the amount of people coming in to get things done, or has it slowed down at all? Because are people getting any more comfortable with just aging gracefully, or is that just being defined a whole other way?
Well, the whole goal, at least in our office, is to make you look better as you are, not to try to make you look like somebody else or try to artificially look 20 years younger. Because, you know, everybody's beautiful inside, and we're just helping them, you know, on the outside if they want it or need it. Not everybody wants it or needs it. Plastic surgery, the popularity is amazing, but there's different trends and shifts. For instance, you know, Kylie Jenner and the lip injections and everything last year made lip injections really popular. Part of what I do, I'm a gatekeeper, and I want to tell patients, listen, we can put a little bit in your lips to help with symmetry or give you a little bit of fullness, but we don't want to put you over the edge where you, from across the room, it looks like you've had injections. And so
that's
there's
right.
a fine balance.
Yeah. And don't you feel, though, also look, I get it when you get older, because I'm watching it happen, and I see it in the mirror that my face isn't what it was when I was younger, and it changes, and that's hard to take. But you look at someone like a Kylie Jenner, and I think, how is this child? She was this beautiful child. Why at 19 or 18 or 17 go and have all these procedures done? It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And we turn patients away. I have middle school and high school people come in with their moms thinking that I'm going to do injections or implants, that kind of thing. And we tell them we're not going to do it because, you know, it's not appropriate for them. It's not the right thing. So one thing, you know, to mention, especially for your listeners, is very important. There's a big difference between a board-certified plastic surgeon and a cosmetic surgeon. Anybody can call themselves a cosmetic surgeon, whether they're a medical doctor, whether they own a medical spa, whether they're not even a surgeon, whereas a board-certified plastic surgeon has specific training, like you mentioned of mine at the beginning, where you have years and years of learning the surgery.
And you're like a real doctor. You're like someone who, like, you go under the knife with you really know what you're doing. You're like a real surgeon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, part of becoming a plastic surgeon, you do general surgery and trauma surgery and burn surgery. So you know all the reconstructive, you know everything else.
Sure.
So, and a lot of the cosmetic surgery might seem superficial, but it's highly technical and requires a lot of skill and then also a lot of artistry at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am a big fan of the Botox. I think Botox has been around forever. I think it's a great... I've paid for Botox since I'm 35 and happily. I think it's for someone like me who's overexpressive, I like to dull the expressiveness a little, just a little bit, because I'm in a constant state of worry, and not everybody needs to know that. That's still one of your sort of top go-to things, right?
Oh, yeah. Botox is one of the top treatments. And again, you want to do it naturally. So you don't want to reduce expression where you can't tell what the person is saying or thinking, right? But you want to tone down the fine creases around the eyes or between the eyebrows or on the forehead and just relax everything. And there is a psychological component to it, because if you're worrying all the time, you're making these worry lines, and then you're using the Botox to calm down those worry lines, it breaks that cycle, and it makes people feel more comfortable and happier as well.
It really does. I mean, that's the thing. I think it's important. There is truth to this. How we look really does impact how we feel. And it would be great if we were a society of people who didn't care about vanity, but that's just not who we are. So like, I feel like why fight it? Better we have good doctors like you and good estheticians like Grace Ann who want to do the right kind of job to help us feel better.
Yeah, that's the goal with all of us. You know, our goal every day with patients is to just make them feel better. If they have other issues why they're looking for plastic surgery that aren't, you know, they're more psychological rather than physical, you know, we help them figure that out too, because, you know, you want to treat the whole person.
It's beauty from the inside and out.
Yes. Can people do breast lifts without getting implants?
Yeah, so implants add volume, but it won't lift the skin. So if you have a lot of loose skin, your options would be to just do a breast lift, and that'll tighten up the skin. But if you want more volume, because you lose volume with age, then you would do an implant and a lift. And so I'd say about 50% of the women after having babies, so as part of a mommy makeover procedure, will do a lift and an implant. Whereas younger patients or patients perhaps that didn't breastfeed, that where the skin isn't as loose, you could just do breast implants as well. But again, you customize it to the patient. We have a nice technology in our office where it's 6 high-definition cameras, and then it takes a picture, merges them all to a 3-dimensional picture of yourself, so we can show you on the screen your body, and then we can show you what you'll look like with the implants and even with the lift. And so it's a great way for patients to see what they like and see if that's what they're envisioning in their mind, and then help us plan the surgery.
And what's the recovery and the risk with doing those kind of surgeries?
You know, a breast implant surgery is an hour-long surgery. It's a small incision right at the bottom of your breast or around the areola, and you could have the surgery on a Thursday and go back to work on Monday. It's that type of procedure. You're not 100% on Monday, but you're able to go to work, do okay, and you know, after a couple of weeks, the swelling's gone away, that, you know, any bruising you might have gotten is resolved, but it's a quicker procedure. If you're having a lift, then there's incisions that go around your areola and up and down vertically on your breast, and sometimes horizontally right in the crease, just to tighten up all the skin. There's no added pain or discomfort with that procedure, but you do have the time for healing. And just imagine if you cut your hand or somewhere else, how long a cut like that takes to heal. So we have special bandages.
You always have, with a lift, you have to take the nipple off, right? Or there's a nipple.
Yeah, you don't take it off, but you take the skin around it off, and then you're able to lift the nipple, because it still is connected to the base of the breast, because that's where all the nerves are and blood supply to the nipple.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's amazing what you can do. Amazing.
It's, when you think about it, it's very amazing. When you do it every day, it's nice, because every day you're perfecting the technique, you're customizing it to each patient, and it's a great surgery.
So people hear about different things like Dysport versus Botox. I think there's another new one, right?
Another one called GMN. So there's 3 on the market that are FDA approved right now. Botox has been around the longest and has the most studies done on it. Dysport, the second longest, and GMN is the newest one. They're all fantastic, and we really pick the one that fits the patient best. If you've started on Botox and it's working well for you, we keep you on Botox. If you've started on Dysport, then we'll keep you on that. But a couple of different things you can do. The Dysport molecules tend to diffuse just a little bit more. So if you're looking for a more diffuse look, I like to use the Dysport. Or if we're treating, let's say, under the arms to block sweating, then Dysport's a great one. Botox, I think, is fantastic because it's really specific, and I can target the muscles really nicely on the face and have really nice animation and natural results.
What is the most popular procedure that you do, Dr. Schaefer?
You know, in terms of the non-invasive, it would be the Botox and the fillers to lift the cheeks. For surgeries, it would be the mommy makeover for the younger patients, and then facelifts for the older patients. But part of mommy makeover is the liposuction, the tummy tuck, and breast implants. But
Grace Ann, in terms of skin maintenance and facials and sort of using this oxygenated or this breathable foundation that you recommend, that people, they can see the colors online, right? You have them on a website?
Yeah, we've got it on SchaeferPlasticSurgery.com as well as Oxygenetics.com.
And how often should people be coming for procedures or facials or the newer ones that you're doing?
Definitely once every 4 weeks for hydrafacials specifically, and most of my lasers, the sublative fractional RF is once a month. I've got a sublime RF, which is skin tightening with absolutely no downtime. That's once every 3 to 4 weeks. And then there's laser hair removal, and then there's V-beam for redness, right? A lot of rosacea.
Right, laser hair, I'll tell you something. Laser hair removal is the greatest.
Addictive.
I mean, I recommend that. Addictive. I recommend it to everybody.
For men, too.
And I think that's why the vaginal rejuvenation has become, you know, one of the most popular treatments that I do, because we've taken the hair from all the Brazilians and the bikinis. Yeah. We've taken the hair off, and that's given, you know, the skin a little bit more exposure, and we're examining that skin down there, and not only with the clinical benefits, but it looks a little bit nicer when it's tighter.
Right. That makes sense. Yes. And people do all sorts of things to their vaginas. They do stuff to the labia. They cut it. They shorten it. There's all sorts of, it's what people.
And it really helps women. You know, my heart goes out to them with some of the things that they suffer with. And so they're really happy. It makes their life better. It's an improvement in their lives.
Yes, I agree. I think it's great. I think it's great that you're both working so hard to make women feel better, to make people feel better. I'm sure you have some male patients too, right, Dr. Schaefer?
Oh, yeah. There's a substantial amount of male patients that come in, and especially as people become more comfortable with the procedures or telling their friends that, you know, referrals from those patients are great.
Yeah. Now, I feel like men don't really talk about it as much as women do. But they have to be getting. I mean, there are men who are getting surgery. I mean, they.
Oh, sure, and you'll have maybe a woman who will come in for a surgery or treatment. The next time she brings in her partner, and then he ends up getting something. So once people realize it's not that big a deal, it's not a lot to be afraid of. There's quick
recovery.
Well,
that's the other thing. Yeah, I think people get scared before they do anything. But then, and you have to rely. You have to have a doctor who's ethical, who has a good eye. And who's not gonna who's not gonna encourage anybody just to overdo it? Someone, you don't want a doctor who's like knife happy.
No, we want to have our patients for life, so we're not pushing anything on them. We're customizing the results for them, and we'd rather have them do conservative measures over and over than to try to make a quick buck out of them, because that's not our goal.
Yeah, no, clearly not. Well, that's why you've been in business as long as you've been doing what you do. So it's great. Thank you very much for being on my show. Again, people should go to SchaeferPlasticSurgery.com, and your Twitter handles, again, just so Dr. David Schaefer. And what is yours, Grace Ann?
Face by Grace.
Right. Face by Grace. I like that. Thank you both for being on my show. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Jenny.
Great.
Have a good night.
Good night. Bye.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye. Take care.